Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. We are off and running in the month of December. It is Tuesday, December 1st, 2020. How about that? 17 minutes past the hour, and we spent a lot of time yesterday talking about meteorology and will the snow come and will the snowfall happen and things of that nature. And clearly, we did have some snow. But it's interesting, much like we talked about yesterday, that the snow came, it wasn't exactly what I think we thought it would be. I believe the early estimates late last week were something like 6 inches. I don't think we got there yesterday. And people are driving this morning. The roads were busy on Route 95 and 309 and down through Center Street here. So people are not staying home. A little less traffic this morning, but not a whole lot less. So we all made it through it, and here we are. Now, it was interesting, though, because I did go to the grocery store last night, kind of late, about 7:30 last night, and it was coming down pretty good about that time, because it was dark, and it was snowing, and it was blowing. And it was wet and cold, let's say. So I hope everybody made it through the big snowstorm of last night. And if you are on the roads, be careful, because they are not great this morning. And I'm sure a lot of the side streets really are not great. So that's how it goes. Does anybody have a total snow accumulation for last night here in the Marion area? Because what I've noticed is, if I pay attention to Columbus, or if I try to Google stuff like that, a lot of times it's not right. Like, right off my back patio, I still have my, patio chairs and table out there. Let's go to the phone lines here. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
We made coffee, of course, and so I'm wired. I didn't know Steve was going to be on, so I thought I would call while I had the chance. There's probably 3 inches outside my door. My grass is covered. I'm going to have to shovel the driveway in a little bit. The road looks really slick, so going anywhere for a little bit. The show was so good yesterday, we'll replay it at 2:13 p.m., so I won't even have to come. Won't even have to come to the studio and make my presence. But I'm sure there's a level one, as you know, in Marion and Delaware. I think Marysville, Union County, called it first. But with the temperature right below freezing, the roads probably are pretty bad. And I'm hearing that a lot of slipping and sliding. I only shoveled the driveway once last year, and I think the snow was actually less than we had overnight. So tell people just drive carefully.
Well, yeah, it was kind of interesting because it started out as 6 inches, and obviously that never happened, and then it got to 1 to 3 yesterday, which is what they decided on. 1 to 3 today, or 1 to 3 yesterday, and 1 to 3 today. I don't think they're saying there's supposed to be any more snow today.
It's supposed to just taper off later today. And yesterday was interesting because when I called you, it was snowing, as I told you. And then it turned to rain, and then it went back to snow. Then I went into the south side of Columbus running some errands, and we had the sleet or grapple or something like that. Basically, the ground was not covered, and there was a mixture on the windshield. The roads were fine, but I've not been out since. Of course, went to the gym, but the gym's just 3 minutes from my house, and my driveway was slick. I actually had to accelerate a bit just to get up my driveway. It's a slight incline. The roads are okay, as long as you're careful. But this wouldn't be a time to be going 70 miles an hour unless you know where you are. I mean, Kentucky's getting it. I talked to a client in northern Florida. It's relatively cool there. I mean, 60 degrees is cool for this time of year in Florida. So it's all over the interior south and the Midwest. Cleveland, the Lake Effect area is afoot, you know. I was with a friend who's from Erie, and, you know, Erie, snow is not a big deal there. So since I lived in Rochester with a similar kind of a snowfall and climate, we were kind of laughing at what people consider to be heavy snow. I think it's very scenic. I mean, because it got windy, but then the wind died down, so it got a lot better. So I don't mind. You know, I like the four seasons. It was interesting. It felt like it was summer a week ago, and now it's winter. It'll probably be warm again next week, so who knows?
Well, it was interesting this morning because it was definitely a lot better driving this morning than it was last night. And it doesn't look like we up here a little north of Columbus got much more snow than Columbus got. I think we're probably...
There's more to the south in the mountainous areas. So a couple more things. It's my half of a birthday today, so...
Half of a birthday.
But actually, you know, I have the Blaze Pizza app because it's a Blaze Pizza. It's one of those, you know, fire oven places where they make the pizza in 2 minutes. So they sent me a half birthday present, which is interesting because no one ever really celebrates that.
What is a half birthday?
Well, it's when you're like 6 months between birthdays.
Oh, okay. So
my birthday was June 1st, so it's December 1st. So don't mind the year. It was a long, long time ago. I think Garfield was president.
Well, it's nice that they mark the date.
Yeah. A question for you. I did succumb. Good succumbing. Did you get any Cyber Monday deals? They were really good yesterday. I'll share with you what I bought. But did you participate in Cyber Monday?
You know, I was kind of busy yesterday, but I did delve into that a little bit because the deals were good. But one thing I noticed, a lot different than past Cyber Mondays, was that it seemed, because I was looking at a few things that I thought, well, am I going to buy this today? Do I really want to buy this today? It seemed like almost all of the cyber deals, and the ones especially connected to the big box stores, didn't end yesterday. It seemed like they were extended.
Yeah, they've been going on since Friday. I mean, there was no 4 a.m. lines outside of Walmart or Best Buy like we've had in previous years. So the whole thing kind of began Friday, and a lot of it ended yesterday, but they bring the sales back. You know, it's like an encore. Why does it have to be a certain day? Why can't we just have a sale whenever we want to? It's like, you know, why wait for your friend's birthday or Christmas to buy a present? If you want to buy someone a present, go ahead and do it.
Well, you know what surprised me, and I don't know if this is the big box stores just trying to combat what is coming up this year with not as many people in the store, but I went to a department store last night, like I said, about 7:30. It's one of those, you know, half department stores, half grocery stores, and I noticed that they had, I think it was 55 or 59 50, 55, 58, something, somewhere between 55 and 60, RCA televisions marked down to like $249.
That's the chain based in Michigan that begins with an M, right? I believe that's pretty close to your house.
It is, but that's not where I was last night.
Right. But I remember, because I went to that, you know, a certain store.
Yeah.
And I got this TV that I still have. It's like a 52-inch, and it was like $249. You know, 5 years ago, I remember I looked at the receipt yesterday because I forgot when I bought it. And it still works great. And it was a Black Friday deal. And I got it in the car. The car I had at that time had more trunk space. I couldn't get it in my current car.
I was just shocked that yesterday, which obviously was not Black Friday, it was Cyber Monday, that this was an in-store deal, that it was still going on. I was surprised about that.
It's, you don't know. And with the weather, I mean, we've had such a change, and I don't mind the snow. So I kind of like it as long as the roads aren't dangerous. Because my car now is rear-wheel drive. I'm used to front-wheel drive. I'm used to stick shift. So I've gone to, like, automatic and rear-wheel drive, which is two things I don't prefer. But in this particular model, there's not much you can do about that. So I'm going to be careful about driving. I was running errands. The roads were fine, but they don't look too good now. I mean, I can take the three-minute drive to the gym, but that's about it. That's all I'm doing until I see an improvement.
Well, what also surprised me yesterday about seeing that television, because again, it's 3 days after Black Friday, and this is something that's actually happening in a box store, is that these $249 televisions, which the original price was something like $529, there were still a bunch of them there. And it did not seem to say that while quantities last. I looked at the sign very closely, and there also was no end date on the sale, which I thought was odd. No end date on the sale. It did not say anything about while quantities last, and there were quite a few of them left on Monday, which I would have thought, if that had started on Black Friday, which I'm sure it did, they all would have been gone stock-wise in a store, but they're not. So I'm not sure what that says.
So I bought a Ring doorbell. That was my purchase. And I got, like, the Model 3, the Pro version. The deal was just too good. And you get a free Echo for $10, or almost free Echo for $10 with it. So it's really quite cool. One thing you can do, you know, I have to wake up in the morning and kind of look outside and see what the weather is like. And so by coincidence, we got probably the most snow we've had literally in 2 years. So I don't recall even getting this much snow in one day last year. I only shoveled once and it wasn't even that much. And I was just sitting in bed, turned on the Ring, look at the camera, and the crystal clear view of my front yard and the street. So even just for that purpose, it's quite cool. And I don't have a lot of friends. I don't get a lot of visitors, mostly the Amazon guy or UPS. So it is a really cool device, and I got the kind where you just use the battery, so it installs easily. So quite a deal. I mean, you know, as long as you don't go crazy, there are some life improving gadgets that you can acquire without breaking the bank.
So what were your Cyber Monday purchases yesterday?
Yeah, just the Ring doorbell with the Echo included.
Oh, and you already have it?
Yeah. Well. Well, I looked at Amazon, because this is kind of interesting. I saw Best Buy. I had a $5 Best Buy gift card from using their credit card, and they had the same item, the same price, and they'll bring it out to your car. So I went to the Polaris Best Buy, and the guy came out in like 2 minutes. It was really a good experience. He brought the items out and went home and installed it. It was the same price Amazon had, and didn't have to wait. So that was, and I had the Best Buy gift card, so it ended up helping me out. Sometimes you kind of look at what Amazon has, and then you take a look at other stores and see how they're competing, because they're like with a lot of businesses, Scott. They airlines, for example, one airline charges $2.99 for a flight, the other ones all slash it to $2.99, or they do $2.98 just to do better. So kind of finding the same thing in the retail landscape, a bit of a dog eat dog situation.
Well, it's going to be...
It was late morning when I went, so the weather was fine. It was raining at that time. It was melting, and then overnight it just... I might go outside and build a snowman if I get bored.
I think that might be a little... Well, at least it would be here, because what I noticed was... I mean, anytime you get snow on the roads... And it started with rain, so that was a problem, because when it froze, you know, that causes slippery patches. But as far as snow in general, like I noticed when I was pulling out of the garage this morning, I mean, there was really no issue. You know, sometimes you try to pull out of the garage and there's a ton of snow right there and you have to get up over the heave. There was no heave. The only road that was really bad getting here this morning was the road I live on, because it's a dead-end road, so they don't really plow it first. 95 was clear for the most part. Center Street was clear for the most part. It just doesn't look like the big snowstorm that they made it out to be late last week.
Yeah, there's going to be more snow today, though, so I think that's part of it. I think the snow emergency is just due to the fact that it's just below freezing and the roads are icy, because they don't look too good out here.
No, I think
they will be clear, and we're not going to have temperatures above the mid-30s for a few days. It's going to stay fairly cool, so we'll be in the cycle where it melts and freezes again with a little more snow just to spice things up.
Yeah, but you know what's changed the whole thing? Because I was following they used to call them salt trucks, but I really don't think that's what they are anymore. Three of the road clearing trucks in this morning, and I saw a whole lot more of them, probably five of them on my way here this morning. And the interesting thing is, if you look, if you can find a place right now where they have just sprayed, you will see this green chemical that they never used to use. And this green chemical, I am told, holds up below 32 degrees, and that's why they're using it more than salt, because the old salt, it had to be 32 degrees for it to melt the snow. But this new chemical, this green stuff that you will see on snowbanks, which I saw as I was coming in this morning on one of the snowbanks outside, it works under 32. So that's why travel has become a little easier. Now, you know, the day after, it's always going to be a little more difficult. But once they spray this stuff down, I think it goes, I'm not totally sure, but I think it goes down to 0 degrees Fahrenheit. And that's why the roads do not get as bad as they used to.
Yeah, there's technology even in treating roads, plus salt is corrosive, so that's something we pay for in the spring with the potholes. So is Steve going to be on with you? I didn't know.
Well, I think he lives over in Prospect, and I don't know what the roads were like over there this morning. So if he doesn't make it in this morning, it could be tomorrow.
So you know what? You don't know what the prospects are then.
No, I don't. But I'm guessing, because I have been over to Prospect, that some of the main roads might be clear, but I would doubt that anything else is cleared. It's not a very big populated area.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fine. Then I'll just listen, and maybe I'll call again if I get bored.
Well, sounds good. If anything strikes your ear, let me know.
Okay. Have a nice day, Scott.
You too. Bye-bye. Adam the Computer Guy, again, he'll be on today from 2:10 to 3 p.m. with a great show, Best Most Visited Websites. Interesting show. 2:10 to 3 p.m. right here on the station today. And by the way, you will also hear Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today. Now, the reason we were going to have Pastor Steve Whitaker on, and we will have him on before Friday, is because his show, which has been airing Tuesdays from 5:10 until 6 p.m., will be moving to Fridays, 11:10 a.m. to 12 p.m. this week. So we do have a movement in schedule. Pastor Steve Whitaker, who's been doing the pastor spot for a couple of years here on WWGH, will be moving from Tuesdays, 5:10 to 6, to Fridays this week, 11:10 a.m. until 12 p.m., and that's what the pastor and I are going to talk about, and also why the show has not been, it's been on in repeats, but not new episodes for the last couple months. So he will return this Friday with live shows from 11:10 a.m. until 12 p.m. on Friday, and of course, hopefully we'll have him on before that to talk about that whole transition. So that is what's going on with Pastor Whitaker. But does anybody have any snow stories out there? How are the side streets in Marion, and what have you measured as far as snow accumulation? I know a lot of people like to go outside and measure the snow accumulation. Now, as I say, I'm not sure what really fell, because my measurements come from my table and chairs, which are right outside my back door. You know, the, what are they called, patio furniture? I guess it's patio furniture. But I have a circular table and four chairs that are around it that I leave out on the back porch, and I have not put those away for the winter, and doesn't look like I'm going to do that this year. But I did look out the window this morning to see the top of that table, because the top of that table never gets touched. You know, there's nothing up there knocking the snow over or anything of that nature. And it did look like there was a fair amount of accumulation on that table. Now, maybe 3 to 4 inches, but I don't think it got that way in the yards, because I'll tell you, here's a little story about last night. I have, because we are in the holiday season, it is the 1st of December here, I have a tree that somebody made me about 4 years ago. Now, it's a wooden tree, and it's got lights on it, and it goes in the front yard, and you take it outside, and it's got a stake in the bottom, and it's probably about 3 to 4 foot tall, and it's got colored lights, and you stick it into the ground with the stake, and then it looks like a tree outside with colored lights on it. And so of course I put that up Thanksgiving night, so it's been up since Thanksgiving night. Well, yesterday I got home last night, about home, I got home about it was kind of late, 6:45, something like that. Got home about 6:45, so it's already dark now. And I noticed that my tree had fallen over, and it was face down in the yard. So, of course, you don't want to do that with lights because it's face down in the snow. So I went outside, and I picked up the tree, and I replanted it in the ground. And I noticed that when I picked it up, there was not a whole lot of snow on it. And there wasn't a whole lot of snow in the area around it. If there was an inch, that might have been it. Now, I'm sure we got more snow than an inch. But that's about all the accumulation that was happening in the yard. Just about enough to cover the grass. So, I replanted the tree last night. And good news was, when I pulled out this morning, at about 7:15, the tree was still up. So the tree has not fallen over again, thank goodness. So, what is it like in your neighborhood right now? Have you been out on the roads this morning? Were you out on the road yesterday? What is the total snow accumulation in Marion in the last 24 hours? Because at this time yesterday, we had no snow accumulation, did not start until we were just about off the air yesterday at 10 o'clock. So what do you think the snow accumulation was, and where do you rank this storm? As far, not in history, because clearly it's not one of the worst storms in history. Just, do you think it's bad? Do you consider this a bad storm? I don't know. See, I'm trying to figure that out right now, because I get the feeling that normally I would not consider this a bad storm. Because, you know, I have to drive about 10 miles to get here, and I really didn't have a problem. The only road that I had a problem on is the road I live on, which is a dead-end road, which I'm sure had not been plowed this morning at 7:15. So I don't, you know, other than that, everything was pretty fine. You know, I mean, it was, you wanted to drive a little slower than maybe you normally did. There was definitely slush on the road. But does anybody consider this a bad storm? Is it a medium storm? Is it not that bad at all? What snow accumulation do you have? Do you think the meteorologist amped this up a little too much? Or do you think they got it right this time? I don't know. I'd be interested to know what you think. 39 minutes past the hour here on this December the 1st, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. What do you think? What is the weather like? This is a subject we love to talk about. What is the weather like? And do you think we are going to get any more accumulation today? Some people are saying yes, some people are saying no, some people say it's going to taper off. Well, to be honest, when I came in this morning, I don't think it was snowing. I don't think it was snowing as I was driving here this morning. So I'm not really sure. I mean, has it already tapered off? Do they expect more this afternoon? I really have not listened to any other weather report except what Zach has done here on the station. So what are the people in Columbus saying? What have you heard on your phone apps? Where are we in this first snowstorm of the 2020 holiday season? Give me a buzz. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Certainly would love to hear your opinion on that, because it's what we love to talk about. We love to talk about the weather. Now, something else I wanted to talk about here. Now, I'm going to do this without talking about exactly where I went, but this is just a heads up. Now, this is not so much a story of frustration, although it was frustrating, but it's just to give you a heads up. Now, yesterday when I left here, I had to go to the county building to do something. I had to meet with somebody at the county building. And I have not been to the county building in quite a few months. So I go over to the county building because we're all here on Center Street. It's maybe 30 feet from this building. But I drove down because I knew I was not coming back here yesterday. So I drove my car down and I parked out front like you would. And I got out and I go up to the county building's front door that faces Center Street, and it's locked. And it says, this entrance is closed due to COVID. Please use the north entrance, which is completely around the back of the building. And I thought, okay, well, at that point, the weather was not really that bad. So I thought, well, I'll just walk around back and go in that door. So I go around back, and as I'm going around to the back of the county building, I see that the door is open for the driver's tests and the title office. That door from the outside is open. And I thought, okay, well, I'll just go in this door because I know if you go down that hallway, you'll pass the commissioner's chambers and you can go right into the county building. So I go in that door, and you could get in, go in the door, and there's the driver's license office, and they were open, and the title office, and they were open. And I go down to the commissioner's chambers, and there was no meeting yesterday, so the doors were shut, but there they were. And there's a bathroom at the end of that hallway, and then the doors were shut there. And it said, the inside doors, two big wooden doors, were shut, and it said, these doors are shut because of COVID, and please use the north entrance if you want to enter the county building. Now, at this point, I'm already in the county building. You know, I've already went in and passed the BMV. I've passed the title office. I'm down by where the commissioners normally meet. But you can't go any further at that point. And there, it's strange. Now, maybe the person just wasn't standing there yesterday, but there was nobody taking my temperature as I went in that entrance. So I go back out that entrance, and then I walk down a little further on the north side of the building, which is the main entrance, well, the back entrance is what most people call it, to the county building. So I go in that entrance, and I think the reason that they are probably leaving that entrance opened during this COVID thing is because that's where the metal detector is. So I go in that door, and it was open, and there was the lady with the metal detector. So I go in and I say, okay, I'm ready to come in. And she saw that I had my mask on and I had to take out all my electronics or metal items in my pocket and put them in the plate so they could run them through the metal detector. And I did all that. And then I went through to the other side. And then I told the person who was running the metal detector. And they did take my temperature there. They did take my temperature at that point. And they said, okay, who are you here to see? And I told him who I was there to see, and that person's office is on the ground floor. Well, I guess you'd call it the basement floor. It's on the floor below the main floor. Well, here's the interesting thing, and I don't know how this all got set up, but the staircase to get down to the basement, to the lower level, I guess is probably what you'd call it. It's really not a basement. The staircase to get down to the lower level is before the metal detector. So I go through the metal detector. I pick back up all my electronics and my metal devices that I had to take out of my pockets. And then I had to walk back around the metal detector. I didn't go through it again with my electronic device and metal items back in my pocket to get to the stairwell to go to the lower level to meet the person I wanted to meet. So it was just kind of peculiar in that particular way. I don't know. What I was trying to figure out was if you go in to the county building and you just want to go to the lower level, do you have to go through the metal detector and do you have to have your temperature taken? Now, I should have stopped and talked to these people and asked them that, but I don't know. I just thought the setup was a little strange because if nobody had been standing there or I'm not sure if they would have stopped me or not if I just would have turned in and went down the stairwell. I'm not sure. Does anybody know anything about that? Has anybody been to the county building and noticed this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I also didn't check this out, but is there a metal detector near the front doors, the doors that face Center Street? Because I was thinking about that as well. I don't know if there is a metal detector at that door, because there's not a metal detector at the door over by the driver's license bureau, and there's nobody taking your temperature over there. So I don't know how necessarily effective this is. And on a normal day, when the building is open, prior to COVID or after COVID, I don't know. You know, I guess I understand why you want to have a metal detector in a public building, but there's no metal detector over by the driver's license bureau, the BMV, or the title office. And you can get into the county building through that entrance. So if you did not want to go through the metal detector, couldn't you just go in through the driver's license area? And I don't remember there being one at the front door. Now, maybe that has changed, but the front doors aren't open now, so I don't know. I don't know if there's anything there or not. But does anybody find this peculiar? Give me a buzz. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there is a metal detector on the inside the doors that face Center Street now. I'm not sure. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Just give me a buzz. Would love to talk to you. It's all this world of the pandemic we're living in. It changes things. Changes quite a few things. Let's see here. What else do we got going on? Okay, we've done that. Now, I do want to mention again our holiday traditions here. Now, we talked about this for the first time yesterday, but we've done this for years and years and years. If you send us a Christmas card, we will send you a Christmas card back. It's the great Christmas card swap that we do every year. Now, to send us a Christmas card here, it's WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. That is how you send us a Christmas card. Now, if you send us one, we will display it in the studio, and then we will send you a Christmas card back if you provide us with a return address. So, I know this is the time when people start to send their Christmas cards out, the 1st of December. That's the address. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. So that is how easy it is. And other than that, we were talking yesterday, and maybe we'll finish up the hour here. We have about 10 minutes, and I have a whole topic I want to talk about next hour. But we were talking yesterday about holiday candy and cookies and things of that nature that start to get made this time of year. Now, are people going to be making that stuff this year? Are people going to be making the candy and the cookies and the special items that are made every year for Christmas? What do you make special every year for Christmas? Now, yesterday we had a lady call in who happened to be a gourmet cook, and she was telling us how she used to make homemade fruitcakes, which she said were 10 times better than what they sold in the stores. Somebody else called in yesterday and talked about things that they made. But it's interesting, what do you normally make for Christmas? We had talked about mincemeat pies, and I don't think we got a definitive answer. Is there meat in a mincemeat pie? I know that I had one last year, because a listener made one for us, and it had some kind of syrup that you would put on top. And syrup's the wrong word. It was some kind of glaze or something. But you put that on top of the mincemeat pie, and that made the mincemeat pie a lot better. But is there actually meat in a mincemeat pie? I know when we were talking to our caller yesterday, they didn't know if there was meat in a mincemeat pie. And I was trying to think last year if there was meat in there, and if there was, what kind of meat it was. Does anybody know anything about a mincemeat pie? Is there really meat in it? And if so, what kind of meat is it? I don't know. And how do you make your good sugar cookies? Because you can really mess up a sugar cookie pretty easily this time of year. And sugar cookies are really the hallmark of the holiday season. That, I would say, is probably the most popular cookie during the holiday season that relates to the holiday. Because you make the stars, and you make the Christmas trees, and you make the Santa heads, and you ice them, and you do all that sort of thing. Frosty the Snowman and things of that nature. But you can mess up cookies. Now, how do you do your sugar cookies? So there's a lot of questions for you. How do you do your sugar cookies? What do you do this time of year? What do you make for the holiday season, Christmas candy, cookie, cake-wise? What do you do? And is there any meat in a mincemeat pie? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we can get you on the air here and have a conversation about this. And I think it's an interesting conversation to have, because a lot of people out there are going to be cooking. See, I think people are going to be cooking more this year, because there are a lot more people homebound this year, and I think they're going to be cooking, and you can put the cookies or the cakes or the whatever candy in these tins and leave them on people's doors, or I guess you could mail them to people if you wanted to. So I think that will still go on, because usually the reason people don't get into that stuff is they say they don't have time. Well, you definitely will have time this year to get into that. But is there something you just have to have every Christmas season? Let me know. 740-383-9944. Now, I think the impression this morning that I have is that because of the bad roads, because of some schools being delayed or canceled, because of this snowstorm, I think a lot of people are busy this morning doing a lot of different things. And that's okay. I was thinking this morning, I wonder, people go out and they shovel, and people, a lot of times kids will go out in the neighborhood and they'll shovel snow. Will you be able to do that this year during this pandemic? Because you don't want to come face to face with people. And if somebody comes to your door, would you open the door and have a discussion with them? You know, I don't know. It's a different world, as we've been saying. And we've been saying this for quite some time now. And do you think the meteorologist got it right yesterday? Do you think we got the snow that we were supposed to get? And do you consider this a day of treacherous snowfall? Was this a bad storm? And a lot of times that's dependent on, have we had snow recently? And we have not had, in the past few years, any significant snowfall. Although we have had days where travel was hurt a little bit. But I would have to go back and look at the records to see if yesterday's snowfall was in comparison to anything we've had in the last 2 years. I really don't know. I haven't seen or heard anybody talking about that. I know we had some snowfall last year. Now, we did not have a lot, but I do remember, and I think it was in December last year, that we did have one fairly significant snow accumulation. And because I remember I was supposed to meet up with somebody that night, And we ended up not doing it because the roads were getting bad. So I know it has happened, but people tend to have short memories when it comes to these things. Because obviously we don't have much snow in the fall, if any. We certainly don't have snow in the summer. And we had a pretty mild spring this past year. So maybe it's just memory that's catching up with people on this one. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Rich Meat Pie has everything you needed.
So there is no meat.
There's no meat. Apple cider, red cherries, brown sugar, apricots, dried cherries, cranberries, currants, figs, orange zest, whatever that is, orange juice, fresh garden raisins, golden raisins, cup of raisins, what else here? Unsalted butter, golden allspice, ground allspice, ground cinnamon, ground ginger, ground nutmeg, cloves, salt, and 1 cup of rum divided.
So really it's kind
so
of
there's
a...
no meat.
So really
there's
it's...
no meat in mince meat.
Now do we know why it's called a mince meat pie?
I have no idea. My dad always told him during World War II, if mince meat was the only pie you could get a second serving of, so he learned to eat it.
So really, all it really tends to be is a bunch of dried fruit.
It's like a fruitcake.
Well, I don't know if it's like a fruitcake. I've had fruitcake, and I've had mincemeat pie, and I don't remember the mincemeat pie tasting like fruitcake.
Was the mincemeat pie pretty good?
You know, I got nervous because when it came in, it doesn't sound good. It doesn't sound, you know, because it sounds like meat on a pie. And
my
remember...
I'd never eat it.
What's that?
My mother used to make it, and I'd never eat it.
Yeah, it came in, and I remember thinking, you know, this does not sound very good, and it looked okay. I mean, it looks like a pie, but I remember the person who brought it in gave me some kind of glaze or sauce. I want to say it was like a bourbon sweet sauce, but I'm sure
it's
that's wrong.
Probably.
Could have been rum.
Probably
rum. Rum, yeah. But it was a very glazed sauce that you were supposed to drizzle. It was in a separate container. You drizzle that over top of it, and then you eat it. And I remember eating one piece of it and thinking, you know, this is not as bad as I thought it was. Now, I would not put it up there with, it's not as bad as fruitcake, but it's not like an apple pie either. It's not right. Like that. It's edible, but I think it would be an acquired taste probably.
Yeah, I think so, too. Well, there's your answer. It's, there's no meat in
mincemeat. No meat in a mincemeat pie, so it's
right.
Well, really, there's no fruit in a fruitcake. There's... I don't know what's in a fruitcake.
Well, yeah, there's one fruit. There's those candied cherries. I remember seeing those in a fruitcake.
Yeah, but what we call candied fruit... I mean, if you went into a grocery store and you said, show me to the fruit department, the candied fruit would not be in the fruit department.
Oh, I don't know.
I think candied fruit is candy.
It is?
Well, I would say...
I always thought it was like glazed fruit.
Well, like, for instance, candied yams. Now, they don't sell that in the fruit department. But they sell, well, yeah, but you know they sell sweet potatoes in the vegetable department, but they don't sell candied yams in the vegetable department. But
they're usually canned.
Right. Right, and also like cranberries. You know, they sell fresh cranberries in the fruit department, but they don't sell candied canned cranberries in the fruit department.
Right.
So I don't know if that's a fruit or not. I think
well,
candied...
There's your answer. There's what's in a mincemeat pie.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. There's orange juice in a mincemeat pie. How about that? Well, we're coming up on the break here. We're going to come back, talk a lot more, and be safe if you're on the roads this morning. We'll be back in about 15 minutes.
Along the route, just waving and having such a good time celebrating.
Do you have a little, maybe just bar of a Christmas tune that you can give us?
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. That's about all I remember.
That's all you need to. The one and only, the amazing. The one of a kind. Iconic. A treasure. A treasure. Pat Carroll. I love you to death, Pat.
Right back at you. Have a beautiful, beautiful Christmas and New Year.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving as well. Bye.
Bye-bye. Pat Carroll.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length field. Make a decision, text and drive.
Visit stoptextstoprex.org, a message brought to you by the